High School Basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with John Nixon and Randy Gatula.
City, Missouri. It's time for another season of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3. I'm Randy Gatula. Tonight, Cody Swong alongside as we're getting set to bring you live coverage of the 66th annual Mound City Invitational Tournament. Cody, good evening.
Hey, good evening, Randy. And I can see how you get stumbled up with football. We just got done just a couple days ago. So.
Wasn't much of a break this time between football and basketball season, but here we are. We've got a big night of basketball for you. We're not just here for a little while. We're going to have four back-to-back games for you. And one of the things they do here, Cody, at this Mound City tournament, they like to keep things moving along. They only put 10 minutes in between the games. And so we have to really hustle to get our post-game show in and then still have time to give the starting lineup for the next game. And it just kind of one runs right into the other. So anyway, we invite you to settle in, set back, as we're going to bring you about, five and a half hours of basketball here over the course of the late afternoon and evening here from Mound City. Right now, we're going to step aside and take a two-minute timeout, and then we'll come back and talk a little more about this first game coming up. We'll share the results from last night's ball games. That's all coming up after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to live coverage of the 66th Annual Mound City Invitational Tournament on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back to Mound City High School. Randy Gatula, Cody Swong with you. Our presenting sponsors for tonight's broadcast include Shive Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri, Sure Egg of Forest City, Hiawatha Implement, also Golden Triangle Energy, Farmer State Bank of Mound City, and Northwest Ag Services. Those are presenting sponsors for tonight's broadcast of high school basketball. Well, this tournament got underway last night. Now, it's a little bit of a different format. We mentioned this is the 66th annual tournament. Unfortunately, several of the schools that were here originally no longer exist. Others have consolidated and gone together. As a result, there are only six schools participating, so we can't fill out the usual eight tournament bracket. So what they've done is they've gone to pool play, and we have pool play for the first three nights, and that's how we determine who will move on into the semifinals and the championship game of this tournament. As we said, we had some games last night. Cody, let's take a look at those scores.
Yeah, we had a pair of girls games and boys games. First, on the girls' side, it was Bishop LeBlanc 59, South Holt 9, and then it was Midbuck 45 over East Atchison 32. On the boys' side, Bishop LeBlanc got a win, 74 over East Atchison 67, and it was Midbuck over Mound City 75-29 last night.
Now, our first game coming up here in just about 5 minutes is going to be the Rockford Blue Jays taking on the South Holt Knights, the girls. And South Holt, as you heard in that score, lost to LeBlanc last night 59-9. Just had a difficult time finding any offense, so I'm sure Coach Tori Fender and the Lady Knights are going to be looking to try and get some offense going here tonight against the Rockford Blue Jays. Taking a look at the games that we do have on tap for you here this evening, this 4:30 tip-off, girls action, Rockford and South Holt, as we said. At 6 o'clock, we'll have the Rockford boys facing the Mound City Panthers. Mound City had a tough time last night with Mid-Buchanan. They came up with just 29 points, losing their 75-29, so Mound City looking to bounce back a bit against Rockford. Then at 7:30, the Mound City girls and East Atchison. The 9 o'clock nightcap will be East Atchison's boys and the South Holt boys. That's what we have on tap for you tonight. John Nixon will be here with me again tomorrow night, and we'll have 4 more games for you, all the games here on Sunny 101.3. Let's take a look now at the starting lineups. First of all, Cody, let's look at the Rockport Blue Jays.
Yeah, for the Blue Jays and Coach Austin Ollitz, he'll start Landry Kelly, a sophomore at 5'2", Tatum Vogler, a sophomore as well at 5'6", Ella Meyerkorth, a 5'8 junior, Audrey Meyerkorth, a freshman at 5'8", and Addison Mayfeld, a 5'5 senior, the starting five for the Blue Jays.
For the South Holt Knights, they'll go with Sophie Mendenhall. She's a freshman. Alexi Van Houten. Van Houten is a 5'4 junior. Claire Azell, another freshman in the starting lineup, as well as Chloe DB. DB is 5'4 and a sophomore. And around out the starting five for Coach Tori Fender is Jocelyn Fancher. Fancher is a 5'8 junior. Those are the starters for the South Holt Knights as they get set to do battle here with the Rockport Blue Jays. I want to remind our listeners over on the Nebraska side that we'll begin our coverage of Nebraska high school football coming up this Friday night. I'll be on the road with the Sacred Heart Irish moving out to Sterling, Nebraska. That'll be a girl-boy doubleheader with the girls' game scheduled to tip off around 6 o'clock. That's this coming Friday night, December 6th. Those games will be heard on our sister station, KTNC, at 12:30 a.m., 107.1 FM. And, of course, all of our games now, and this is kind of exciting stuff here, Cody. We've got a new app now. You can go to your favorite app store and pick it up for free. It's called MSC Radio. All you do is download that app on your cell phone, and you're one click away from being able to listen to any of our family of KNZA Kansaland radio stations in Hiawatha, Seneca, Atchison, of course, Fall City, and now, more recently, KOZA down in the Topeka area. So we've got lots of radio for you right there on the MSC radio app, and I've already had several friends tell me during football season they've enjoyed all around the country just to be able to listen in on their cell phones. Also, Cody, we have a very special listener in Louisville, Kentucky, a good friend of mine. His name is Matt Prophet, and the young man, he's a relative, he's a good friend, and he has found us on the MSC radio app. He's been listening throughout the football season, and he promised me that he'd be tuned in again tonight to listen to Nebraska High School basketball down in Louisville, Kentucky. And Matt also wants me to tell everybody, you know what, he's going to Disneyland. So, Matt, glad to have you with us tonight. My good friend Matt Prophet, Louisville, Kentucky, he's become a regular listener of ours, and we always love hearing from our listeners, especially those from farther away. We're going to step aside for another two-minute break, and we'll be back with the opening tip-off in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
There's a special deal at U.S. Cellular, where you can get 4 lines for just $90. It's perfect for you, Barbershop Quartet.
That's us.
There's no trade-in needed, and it comes with 4 free phones of your choice.
4 free phones.
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit U.S. Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn.
Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Once again, we welcome you back inside the Mound City High School Gymnasium. And did you notice something new here, Cody? Brand new gymnasium floor.
That looks really nice.
I was here for an event in the middle of the summer. Actually, it was getting toward late summer, and I peeked through the doors, and it was bare concrete. And I thought, oh, my goodness. It turned out they weren't able to get it going in time for the school to open, but they did get in October. And they took this thing all the way down to the concrete, took out all the flooring, all the shims, all the underlayment, started from scratch on the concrete, and they ended up having to pour a whole bunch of new concrete.
Oh, boy.
This was the old floor they thought was put in around 1950. So 75 years, probably need to do a little patching there. But anyway, they poured a lot of new concrete. I talked with Corey Miles about it. He said they got in here in October. I got to tell you, folks, it is gorgeous. Brand new floor.
Looks really good.
Yep, it's going to outlast any of us, Corey said to me. So, but it's a refurbished gymnasium here. They call this the competition gym. Of course, they people that are familiar with Mound City, they've got the great big practice gym over on the other side. But fantastic place. We have our usual seat high above mid-court on the west side. One of my favorite places to work basketball is right here. All right, we're set to get underway. The Rockport Blue Jays and the South Holt Knights. Stepping in for South Holt, Claire Azell will be in there to jump it up. The official looks to both directions. Ready to go for Mound City, Audrey Meyercorth to jump it. Here's the tip, and it'll be controlled by the Blue Jays. Rockport comes up with the basketball. Andre Kelly gives a pass off onto the right side. Addison to Mayfield. Mayfield over to the right wing. Here's a long three on the way off the right side, up and no good. Getting her own rebound there is Audrey Meyercorth. Now a whistle and kicking the basketball is called. Just underway here at Mound City. 7:47 to play first quarter, no score. Rockport with the basketball, inbound pass to Meyercorth. Meyercorth to the left elbow, comes around to Kelly. Kelly, baseline left side, they feed it in the paint, off the glass, shot is up and off, no good. Try for follow shot, put back, up and good by Landry Kelly. Landry Kelly with the first 2 points of the ball game. Rockport goes up 2-0. We've played 30 seconds. Here's South Holt into forecourt. There's a steal. With the steal is Mayfield. Feeds it to the left side. They lost it on the baseline. Mayfield tried to get it across here onto the near side to Bogler. She stepped on the baseline. It'll be a turnover and give the ball back.
One thing about these Rockport Blue Jays, they are going to be athletic this year.
Yeah, they can see that already. It's showing up here. On the dribble into forecourt comes Van Houten. Pass to the left side. Shot up off the glass and good. Put in by Sophie Mendenhall, the freshman. And we've got a timeout taken already. It was 7-11 to play here in the first quarter. We're tied at 2. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is your friendly reminder from Nemaha County Hospital. It's National Influenza Vaccination Week. With flu season in full swing, it's the perfect time to roll up your sleeve and protect yourself and those you love. A flu shot is quick and easy and one of the best ways to stay healthy during the holidays. Don't let the flu ruin your plans. Get vaccinated today. call Nemaha County Hospital to learn more or schedule your flu shot. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
Sunny, 101.3.
Ball on the right wing, Van Houten. Van Houten, top of the key to the right elbow. Here's a long three on the way from the right side off the front of the rim, short, no good. A battle for the rebound on the baseline in the corner. The ball is lost out of bounds off the fingertips of Chloe DeBee, and it'll belong to Rockport. Blue Jays will trigger it in baseline, left side under their own basket. In to toss it is Vogler. Vogler gets it to the free throw line. Turnaround jump shot short up off the front of the rim by Meyercourt. That was Ella Meyercourt. The rebound comes down to South Holt. Into forecourt. For the Lady Knights is Deeby. Now over and back is going to be called. She got trapped out there. Good defense there by Audrey Meyercourt.
Some of that athleticism popping up already for the Blue Jays.
Inbound, the pass comes into Audrey Meyercourt to the left elbow with it. A cross-court pass to the far side. That's Kelly with the basketball. Now on the right wing handling it is Audrey Meyercourt. Again to the left side. Landry Kelly down in the corner, can't penetrate. They put it around the outside perimeter. Long three on the way, up and good. From out on the right elbow, Audrey Meyercourt hits the three. And Rockport, here's an inbound pass. Stolen shot is up and off. Rebound, follow shot. Try for put back, up and good. Put in by Landry Kelly. Kelly with four quick points, and suddenly it's 7-2. Another steal on the inbound pass, but the Lady Knights get it back. Long down court pass left side off the glass. Shot is up and good.
That's a good shot.
Sophie Mendenhall is just a freshman, and she's got all four of their points. She's not afraid to put it up there. Here's a down court pass off the fingertips of Trista Plummer. Plummer not able to handle it. They got away out of bounds. Subs in now for Rockport. Into the ball game, Braylon Wood checks into the game. Also, Carly Gebhards. Gebhards and Wood. Both onto the floor. Full court pressure by the Blue Jays. Inbound the pass, down court on the dribble across the timeline. DeBee picks up her dribble, has the ball knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. Pressuring defense there by Lexi Van Houten.
With 5:43 left to go first quarter, the Blue Jays ahead 7-4 here.
Fancher will inbound it. She'll stand in the corner on the side, right side of her own basket. Fancher gets the ball inbounds. That's Deeby. Deeby has the ball dribbled away from her and stolen with the steal. Ella Meyercourt pass down. Meyercourt takes it all the way for the layup. She went coast to coast with that one. Ella Meyercourt with her first 2 points, and it's 9-4. Here's an inbound pass going to be knocked away, knocked out of bounds over here on the near side by Audrey Meyercourt. This full court pressure from Rockport is going to just give the Knights fits here. You can see that already. Now stepping on the sideline after she got the inbound pass, there was Chloe Deeby. Deeby, a 5'4 sophomore here, turns it over and gives it back to the Blue Jays.
Tough pressuring defense by Rockport, once again forcing the turnover.
Rockport's basketball, Audrey Meyercourt to the right side, Landry Kelly back up top to Audrey. Now Audrey Meyercourt between the rings, top of the circle to the left wing to Wood. All the way to Kelly, across court skip pass. Meyercourt, top of the key, three, up and off, no good. With the rebound is Claire Azell. Azell comes up with the basketball. She'll bring it down court across the timeline. She's trapped here on the corner on the left side. Ball is loose, chasing after it. Now whistle. I think we're going to have a foul called here on the Blue Jays.
First one. That foul is going to be called on Braylon Wood. On Wood, her first personal foul, team foul, number one.
Rockport picks up their first foul here, so it'll be South Holt's basketball. Fancher to inbound it near midcourt on the side. Almost doing the over and back thing again. And, yes, it's going to be over and back for Chloe Deeby.
Audrey Meyercourt with a good defense there. Once again, just wouldn't let Deeby go anywhere with the basketball.
It's held her till she lost her balance and stepped over the center court line. All right. Audrey Meyercourt feeds it inside the paint, moving to the hoop, driving lay-in up, and good. Got the basket and drew the foul. That was Ella Meyercourt. Both Audrey and Ella on the floor out there.
Foul's going to be called on Jaselyn Fincher, her first personal foul, team foul number one.
So at the free throw line will be Ella Meyercourt. She'll be shooting one shot. Takes aim. Free throw is up and good. She got it. Ella Meyercourt now with 5 points. She leads all scorers in the ballgame. and it's 11-4. Here's an inbound pass, nearly stolen on the dribble for South Holt, trying to get it across the timeline. And this pressuring defense has just given South Holt fits. There's the steal. Audrey Meyercourt fakes it down court, wow. Got it into Ella Meyercourt for the easy lay-in on the fast break.
That was a really good pass.
Suddenly it's a 10-point lead, and there's a turnover. The ball dribbled off the foot of Chloe Deeby, goes out of bounds. 10-point lead here for Rockport. Time out of the floor, 4:26 to play first quarter. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
14-4 now, a 10-point lead for Rockport with 4:26 to play here in the first quarter. Blue Jays with the basketball, Wood to inbound it. Into the left side, a jump shot from 8 feet out off the rim. No, a fight for the rebound. South Holt comes down with it. The outlet pass goes into the left corner to DB. After having trouble trying to get it across the line here, a whistle and a foul near midcourt. They were trying to get the pass to DB, and they came over her back.
Foul is going to be called on Audrey Meyercourt. Audrey's first personal foul, team foul number two.
All right. South Holt's basketball in backcourt. Struggling to get it inbounds. The ball is tipped away and stolen with the steal. Gebhards, that is, inside the paint. Pass underneath right side. Shot is up and good. Getting that bucket from the right side, I believe, was Avery Meyercourt.
Yes, that's right.
Meyercourt dropped that one in off the glass. 16-4. The lead is 12 now for Rockport. And in trouble, the ball gets away out of bounds. And again, Chloe Deeby is getting trapped out here near the midcourt line. That's happened two or three times now. And she's just not able to handle this pressure.
Ah, tough break. Tatum Vogler checking back in for Rockport here.
The Lady Jays here are really turning up the heat on this full court pressure, and it's resulted in several turnovers. They're up by 12 now, 16-4, 3:45 to go here in the first quarter. On the left side, that's Wood with the basketball. Skip pass across. They look underneath on the baseline to Vogler. Vogler had it tipped away from her. It'll stay with the Lady Jays. Inbounding the ball will be Tatum Vogler. She lobs it in at the free throw line. Turnaround, jump shot up. Bounces once, twice, and got it down. Ella Meyercourt. Ella now with 9 points for the Blue Jays. 18-4. Rockport pulling away. Into forecourt comes South Holt. Trying to slow things down here a minute. Just get it under control. Mizell across to the left side. The ball is stripped away. It's loose. A tie-up. Jump ball is going to be called. Possession arrow favors South Holt. Into the ballgame now for South Holt is Trista Plummer. Plummer, just a freshman, checking in for the first time. She'll come in to replace Sophie Mendenhall, also a freshman. Sophie has all four of South Holt's points. Inbound the ball to Chloe Deeby. Deeby to the near side on the wing. Handling it is Mendenhall handling that. And now a whistle. The ball tipped away once again in forecourt. South Holt moving from our left to right, working from north to south here in the Mound City Gym. They'll inbound it on the near side, on the sideline. Fancher to inbound the ball. Fancher finally gets it in. It's taken away immediately and stolen by Wood. Now Wood is tied up, and finally a whistle. Another jump ball is called. This time the possession arrow favors the Rockport Blue Jays.
3:04 left to go. A 14-point Blue Jay lead, 18-4. The score?
I'm Randy Gatula. That's Cody Swong over there. Hope you're enjoying our coverage of high school basketball, our initial game of the 2024-25 season. There's a long three from the right wing that doesn't go. Rebound comes down to the South Holt Knights. Pressure being applied again by Rockport. On the dribble is Fancher. Fancher has it taken away, then stolen back by Deeby, then stolen back again by Driscoll. Driving layup right side. Who got that one?
Mayfield.
That was Addison Mayfield on the lay-in on the right side baseline. Makes it 20-4 now with 2.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Deeby in trouble in backcourt. The ball turned over. Yet another steal for the Blue Jays. Meyercourt takes it in for a driving layup. Up and good. That would be Ella Meyercourt. And she's already having a career night here. 11 points in double figures. We've only played 6 minutes. Now we're going to have a turnover. What do we got here? A foul going to be called on Rockport.
Foul is going to be called on Harley Gephardt's on Gephardt's her first personal foul, team foul number four.
Back into the ball game now for South Holt comes Claire Ezell. Ezell checks in. Host of subs coming back in now for Rockport. I see Audrey Meyercorth back out there.
Landry Kelly.
Claire Spiegel is on the game for the first time for the Blue Jays. Makes her first entry into the contest. 22-4. Rockport up with 2:14 to go. Pressure being applied by the Blue Jays. Zell dangerously close to another over and back out here. Across court pass goes to Fancher. Fancher, left side of the lane, tries to drive in for the layup. Can't get it. Oh, tried to put a pass out and went right between the legs of Sophie Mendenhall, the freshman. Sophie not able to handle it, and it'll be a turnover. Give the ball back again to Rockport.
Southold just not catching any breaks here. 2 minutes left to go. Score 22-4. Rockport in front.
Inbound the ball. They get it into Meyercorth from the top of the key along two. That's up and off no good. There for the rebound is Ezell. Claire Ezell, down court pass, tips it away. There's the steal back the other direction. Meyercorth driving layup, up and good. Audrey Meyercorth has 5 points. And now Rockport starting to just blow this thing completely open here. 24-4. Blue Jays up by 20. We still have a minute and a half to play in the first quarter. With the ball, Sophie Mendenhall beats to the corner. Shot is up and off. That wouldn't drop for DB. The rebound comes down to Rockport. Blue Jays down court in a hurry, dribbling to the left side. 8-foot jumper up off the glass, no good. There with the rebound is Plummer. Plummer gets the outlet pass up court to Mendenhall. Mendenhall across the timeline. Fancher goes to the right side. Fancher takes it all the way for the driving layup. Couldn't get it. And the rebound is pulled down by Tatum Vogler. Down court pass in a hurry on the fast break. Jump shot off the glass up and good from the left side baseline by Audrey Meyercorth. Audrey now with 7 points in the game and less than a minute to play. It's 26-4 here in the first quarter. 52 seconds to go first period. South Holt trying to find some offense. Tatum Vogler. Holds the ball on the right wing to Deeby. Driving lay-in up. Got it. Whistle and a foul.
Good play.
Chloe Deeby got the lay-in and drew the foul. She'll be at the line to shoot one.
Foul's going to be called on Audrey Meyercorth. On Audrey, her second personal foul. Team foul number four.
Chloe Deeby, 5'4 sophomore, at the line here to shoot one shot. Made the lay-in. The end one is up. It's off. No good. The ball is tipped around inside the paint, and the rebound comes down to Rockport. The Lady Jays have the ball get away. Out of bounds in the corner on the right side. They turn it right back over to the South Holt Knights.
26-6. 36 seconds left to play here in this first quarter. A Rockport lead.
Jocelyn Fancher with the inbound pass. Fancher into Deeby. Chloe Deeby. Dribbles into the top of the circle, feeds to the right side to Sophie Mendenhall. Mendenhall tried to give it back up top. It's tipped away by Rockport, goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the South Holt Knights with 23 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 26-6, your score. Inbound pass, knocked away and stolen by Rockport. Here come the Blue Jays. Down court, Tatum Vogler works to the right side, inside the paint, jump shot, off the glass, up and good. Addison Mayfield. Mayfield has 4 points. Suddenly it's 28-6. 7 seconds, 6 seconds. South Holt will have to hurry if they want to get a shot off here. Down to three. Fancher, shot is up, off the glass, doesn't go. Tries for put back, too late. After one quarter, it's Rockport 28 and South Holt 6. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A global leader filled with hometown spirit, Fast Global Solutions is proud to support area school athletics. Trusted by companies from all over the globe, Fast Global Solutions is an industry leader in airline, air cargo, and material handling equipment. Our high-quality, innovative products are backed by an experienced team with small-town values. Just like student athletes, Fast Global Solutions is committed to excellence in providing winning solutions for our customers, community, and employees. Visit us at FastSolutions.com to learn more.
Seed salesmen bring a lot of stuff throughout the year. Hats, koozies, t-shirts. This year, Mustang Seeds is bringing something a little different. You ask, we listen. Mustang Seeds is now bringing 0% in-house financing to your farm. It's all part of how we're supporting farmers from the ground up. Visit us at MustangSeeds.com. Financing subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, and don't worry. We'll bring the other stuff, too.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Mound City High School, 28-6, Rockport leading South Holt. We move to the second quarter, and here's Cody Schwann.
All right, South Holt basketball, and starting the second quarter with the ball, Chloe Deeby at the top of the circle. Picks up her dribble, off to the right side, Fancher. She'll dribble to the right corner, now back up top, Deeby. Hands it to Fancher, who has it knocked away, now stolen away by Addie Mayfeld. Mayfeld with the steal, back in front of the scorer's table, to the left block, puts the shot up off the glass, and good. With the right hand on the left side of the basket, she's got 6 points. Addie Mayfeld, now it's 30-6 in favor of Rockport early in the second quarter. Another steal by Rockport. Tatum Vogler this time dribbles it on the left side, tries a lob pass underneath, gets it there. The ball ends up back out top in the hands of Addie Mayfeld, who will set up the offense for the Blue Jays. Off to the right side it goes. This is Raylan Jenkins with the basketball. Back up top, Mayfeld, who'll dribble to the right elbow, puts a shot up, won't go down. Rebound tipped around, but it's up in the hands of Claire Hazel. Hazel tries to get the ball down court to Mendenhall. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touched by Rockport.
Lexi Van Houten checks back into the lineup now for South Holt. She'll come in to replace Claire Hazel.
Inbounding on the left side of the basket will be the Knights. That's Fancher holding it. She'll take the ball from the ref. Looking to get it inside to Deeby. Deeby tries to put a shot up over her head. Won't fall. Defensive rebound there by Addie Mayfeld. Mayfeld back the other way. Shot up off the glass and good with the left hand. Addie Mayfeld with 8 points in the ball game. It's 32-6. Just under 7 minutes to play here, second quarter. Now here's a reach-in foul on the dribble drive by Jocelyn Fancher, that is. She's moving to the basket.
Did they charge a foul? They never posted it.
22.
There it is. Okay. Driscoll.
Driscoll picks up her first personal foul. Back the other way come the Knights. This is Fancher with the basketball into the middle of the lane. Puts the shot up off the glass. Won't go down. There for the rebound, Callie Driscoll. Gets the outlet pass out to Addison Mayfeld. Mayfeld across the timeline to the left side. It goes. Now the ball is tipped away and stolen away to the other basket. Up no good by Lexi Van Houten. And a defensive rebound there for at that time was Raylan Jenkins. The Rockport basketball. The ball gets swung around to the right side. Ends up in the hands of Jenkins. Ball comes to Vogler on the left side. Lob pass inside. Bounce pass across. Good pass over to Jenkins. Up and good. Really good pass there from Callie Driscoll getting that ball over to Jenkins for the 2 points.
Raylan Jenkins, just a 5'5 freshman.
They have a lot of freshmen on this Blue Jays team. I'm reading down through the roster.
And they're playing.
And scoring. Here's a pull-up jump shot from the free throw line by Fancher that won't fall. Defensive rebound by the Blue Jays. That's Tatum Vogler. Vogler through traffic to the middle of the lane. Good pass cross-court over to Ariana Schimmel, who has it knocked away. Ball goes back out top to Addison Mayfeld after the offensive rebound. The Rockport Blue Jays will move the ball around. Now here's a three-pointer up and good by Tatum Vogler. I believe they called that a three-pointer. Yes, they did. Tatum Vogler with her first basket of the 2024 basketball season, and it's a three-pointer. Rockport 37, South Holt 6 here at 5:13 left to go in the second quarter. South Holt basketball, this is Fancher with it on the left side. She'll go to the top of the key to B. To B, driving to the basket, puts a shot up, won't go down. There for the rebound, Addison Mayfeld for Rockport. Into the front court, she'll come across the timeline. Now off to the right side, it goes over to Jenkins. Now they end up with Vogler, who just knocked down a three. She'll try one just inside the three-point line that won't fall. Defensive rebound there for it, Jocelyn Fancher.
Tatum Vogler, that long ponytail hides her number five very well, doesn't it?
It does. That's always a battle this time of year. South Holt puts a shot up. It won't fall. Offensive rebound in there for it with Mendenhall. Mendenhall trying to get the ball once again. And the possession that's going to go to Rockport. South Holt.
Yeah.
My mistake. Five new Rockport Blue Jays out there, so we'll catch them all as the ball gets moved around here. They've all seen action, I believe.
Avery Meyerkorth in there. Cardi Gebhardt's back on the floor.
Here's a ball that ends up in the hands for South Holt on the right side. Here's a shot up and no good. That was Trista Plummer putting that shot up. On the rebound, it's going to be tipped around and goes out of bounds. Last touch by Rockport.
4:22 to play here in the first half. 37-6 now. Rockport dominating the South Holt Knights.
Inbound pass will be the Knights, looking to get something going. Inbound pass comes to Ezell. Ezell tries to put a shot up, has it blocked away by Avery Meyercorth that time. Into the front court, ends up in the hands of Audrey Meyercorth, who will shoot a shot from the mid-range on the right side, up and good. Audrey Meyercorth scores again. She's into double figures. I'm sorry, she has 9 points in the ballgame. Back the other way, South Holt. Looking to get some kind of offense flowing here. Has the ball knocked away out of the hands of Fancher. That was Gephardt's. Ball was tipped. They're going to say it retains as the ball went into the backcourt there momentarily. Now here's a pass from Mendenhall to DeBee that goes out of bounds.
I just noticed Sophie Mendenhall, just a freshman,
yep.
Can't be more than 5'5", 5'6". Good little ball handler, though.
For,
you know, she's probably, what, 14 years old?
Yeah.
She's got some potential there.
And she's made a couple shots down there in the first quarter. Looking to get going here again in the second. Off to the left side comes the Blue Jays with the basketball with Claire Spiegel. Now back up top to Audrey Meyercorth. Shoots a shot from the free throw line that won't go down. Defensive rebound by Mendenhall.
You can just kind of tell these kids when they have what I call an athlete's gait. And that's what shows up here with Sophie Mendenhall. Just trotting down the floor, kind of flows.
Yeah, yep. Think she's played a little basketball in her life, probably.
We lost the basketball down the tunnel here. They got it back, and we're ready to go.
The poor coach had to go down and get it. Tori Fender had to run clear back to the locker room to get the basketball. Now here comes South Holt. Back the other way. Ball is stolen away, knocked away. Now it's on the floor. Ended up in the hands of Mendenhall. As Randy recently mentioned, inside pass. It goes to Plummer. Plummer puts a shot up that won't fall, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called. And we'll send Trista Plummer to the free throw line for South Holt.
This foul is going to be on Claire Miller. On Claire, that is her first personal team foul, number 2 of the second quarter.
At the free throw line, Trista Plummer, another freshman for South Holt. She'll have 2 opportunities here at 3:13 left to go, second quarter. First free throw up, no good. 39-6, Rockport in front here in the second quarter. Stay tuned here later this evening. We do have more basketball for you. Rockport and Mound City boys will tango after this one. So don't leave your radio here tonight. Second free throw up, no good. Defensive rebound by Ella Meyercorth, and they're going to call a jump ball on the rebound as Ella Meyercorth and Fancher got tangled up under there.
Lexi Van Houten back onto the floor now for South Holt, replacing the freshman Sylvie Mendenhall.
Mendenhall getting a well-deserved break. Now back the other way comes Rockport. Top of the key, Meyercorth. Audrey, this time with it. She gets it inside to Gephardt. Gephardt tries to go underneath, but Meyercorth up and good. Ella Meyercorth underneath the basket on the right side. Ella Meyercorth now with a bucket full of points.
13
here in this ball game as they lead 41-6 over South Holt. 2:49 to play second quarter. Back to the left side it goes, Trista Plummer. Now the ball is stolen away by Ella Meyercorth once again, coast to coast, up off the glass. Might have started her jump just a little bit too soon there, Randy, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called.
Yeah, she'll be fouled by Trista Plummer. On Trista, that is her first personal, first team foul of the quarter on the South Holt Knights.
When Ella Meyercorth jumped, she jumped from the volleyball out of bounds line there and think she just got her footing a little bit timed up wrong. First free throw up and off to the left side. No good. She did make one free throw there in the first quarter.
Two platoon basketball. Here we go again in for Rockport. Braylon Wood checks back into the game. Lexi Stanton into the contest now. Pick up some more of these subs coming off the bench.
Jalen Jones, also a freshman out there for Rockport now. Second free throw for Ella Meyercorth, up and good that time. She's now 2 for 3 from the free throw line with 14 points in the ball game. And it's 42-6 with 2:33 left to play here in the second quarter. South Holt with the basketball, working from our left to our right. We sit here in the gym. This is Fancher with it. Outside, three-point look. No good. Wouldn't fall for Lexi Van Houten. Ball's going to go out of bounds, but stay with South Holt as Jalen Jones couldn't corral the rebound there.
Good hustle by Jones. She just could not quite save it on the baseline.
Fancher will trigger it in for South Holt. She'll lob it into DeBee. DeBee uses dribble with the left hand to the free throw line. Has it knocked away momentarily. Now she ends up with on the floor. And a whistle and a jump ball is going to be the call. Possession arrow is going to stay with South Holt.
2:13 to play here in the first half. 42-6 our score. The Lady Jays from Rockport dominating the South Holt Knights.
Inbound pass comes into DeBee. She'll dribble to the right corner. Now she'll pull up a jump shot, all in and out. I mean, about as far down as you could get without it falling. And defensive rebound by Jalen Jones. Ella Meyercorth quickly back the other way, up off the glass and good. Ella Meyercorth running out of room on our school card here tonight.
16
in the first half. 16 points for the junior. Off to the right side comes to Trista Plummer. Now she'll go to the left side to B. Bounce pass inside Fancher, and Fancher has it knocked away. He's going to go out of bounds. Trying to get the ball away from Fancher was Lexi Stanton that time. Inbound pass will be Fancher on the right side of the basket. She'll throw it in. She'll lob it into the B at the free throw line, right elbow. Has it tangled up momentarily, but gets it back out to Van Houten, who will shoot a jump shot from the right elbow that won't fall. Defensive rebound cleared out of there by Lexi Stanton for the Blue Jays. Ella Meyercorth, right side it goes. This is Braylon Wood, cross-court pass to Landry Kelly. Back out top it goes, Ella Meyercorth, dribble drive to the hoop, puts the shot up, won't go down. But a whistle and a foul is going to be called on South Holt.
Foul is going to be called on Trista Plummer. And on Trista, that is her second personal, team foul number two of the quarter on the Lady Knights.
So we send Ella Meyercorth back to the free throw line for the third time here this evening. First one up and good. Now she is 3-for-4 from the free throw line with another one on the way. 45-6 the score here. 1:19 left to play in the second quarter. Live from Mound City here in the first of four games for you here this evening. Second free throw up and good for Ella Meyercorth. Sub into the ball game comes Avery Meyercorth. She will replace Ella. Ella exits with 18 points here in the first half. 46-6, 1:17 to play, second quarter, South Holt basketball. Heading towards halftime, we will have a halftime show for you, so stick around for that. On the dribble drive for South Holt goes to B. She has a reach and foul called on Rockport as the B was moving to the hoop there. And I think we're going to line them up to shoot free throws.
Foul is going to be on Landry Kelly. On Landry, that is her first personal, team foul number three of the quarter on the Lady Jays.
Okay, Chloe DeBee at the free throw line. First one up, no good. She has had one opportunity from the free throw line, another one coming. She has 2 points in the first quarter. She'll take aim, looking to get the monkey off the back type thing. That one won't fall either. And rebound comes down to Rockport. That was Braylon Wood with the rebound. Now into the front court comes Avery Meyercorth. She uses her dribble through traffic, puts a shot up from the right elbow that won't fall. Whistle and a foul is going to be called. Avery Meyercorth kind of surprised a little bit that she got a foul called that time.
Okay, that foul is going to be called on Trista Plummer. That is her third personal, 13th foul of the quarter.
Meyercorth's first free throw up and good. Avery has 3 points in the ball game. Avery did have a knee injury, I know, during volleyball season that kind of kept her out in the mid part of the season. You see the knee brace on her knee, but she is back for basketball. I'm guessing that's probably why we haven't seen much of her here this evening. As she misses the second free throw, South Holt gets the rebound back the other way. 45 seconds left to play, second quarter. And to the right side, Mendenhall. Mendenhall has it. Looks to go inside with it. The Fancher, they do get it to her. Turn around, jump shot up. Oh, won't fall for Jaclyn Fancher. Can't get that one to go down. Back the other way come the Blue Jays, but it's knocked out of bounds. Good defensive effort there by Lexi Van Houten. 25 seconds left to play here in the second quarter. Rockport basketball on their left side of the basket. Over in front of the student section, looks like. Inbound pass, it goes to Meyercorth, right back to the right side, 3-point shot up, and no good for Braylon Wood. Ball's going to go out of bounds and go to South Holt with 18 seconds left to play here in the second quarter. Decent crowd on hand here for an early evening ball game. Fans from South Holt and Rockport traveled.
Those people not off work yet.
Yeah, good crowd on hand here so far.
Whistle and a foul is going to be called here on Lexi Stanton. On Stanton, that is her first personal. Team foul number four of the court.
All right, 12 seconds left to play. This is an inbound pass to Van Houten. Van Houten, left side, Mendenhall. Mendenhall has it knocked out of bounds. Good hands over there by Jalen Jones, another freshman for this Rockport basketball team, Randy. 7 seconds left to play here in the second quarter. We're going to inbound on the far side. Long cross-court pass to Mendenhall. Mendenhall with 5 seconds. Dribbles to the basket to the right block. Back out top it goes to B. To B uses her dribble. Clock's running down. Puts a shot up. Won't fall. And that will take us to halftime. The Rockford Blue Jays 47. The South Holt Knights 6. We'll take a two-minute timeout. Come back and look at the first half stats. You're listening to live coverage of the 66th Annual Mound City Invitational Tournament on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Hey everyone, here at Farm and City Supply in Falls City, and one of Santa Claus's best friends is Bart at Farm and City Supply. Bart, why does Santa like your store so much?
Well, because we got all the great brands that people have come to know and love, Justin. We got things like Carhartt, Yeti, Ariat, Steel, Dryshod, you know, Ertl Toys. We got lots of selection of great Christmas items up here. Come on in, we got stuff for the whole family. We got holiday hours through Christmas. We're open 7 days a week, so come in and check us out this holiday season.
Farm and City Supply, Falls City, Nebraska.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Mound City High School. Randy Gatula and Cody Swong with you here. Our presenting sponsors for tonight's broadcast of the Mound City Invitational Tournament include Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri, Sure Egg of Forest City, Hiawatha Implement, Golden Triangle Energy, the Farmer State Bank of Mound City, and Northwest Ag Services. Say thanks to those folks if you enjoy this live coverage of the Mound City Tournament. Let's take a look at the scoring in the first half of this one. First of all, for the South Holt Knights. They're led by the freshman Sophie Mendenhall. She has 4 points. Chloe Deeby added 2 for their total of 6. Individual scoring for the Rockport Blue Jays. One girl in double figures. Ella Meyercourt had a big first half. She has 18 points at halftime. Audrey Meyercourt with 9. Addison Mayfield, she's right behind with 8 points. Adding 4 tonight in the first half was Landry Kelly. 3 points each for Avery Meyercourt and Tatum Vogler, and with 2 points is Raylan Jenkins for the Blue Jays, total of 47. 47-6, that's our halftime score here with the Rockport Blue Jays leading the South Holt Knights. Cody, we've got lots of basketball coming up yet this evening.
Yeah, we sure do. Don't go anywhere. After this one, we'll have the Rockport Blue Jay boys versus the Mound City boys. After that one, we'll have the Mound City girls versus East Atchison. And then the nightcap at around 9 o'clock, it'll be the East Atchison boys versus the South Holt boys. So stay tuned. A lot of basketball coming yet this evening.
One of the things they do here at this Mound City tournament, they keep things moving along. They only have 10 minutes between games, and if they say the next game's going to start at 6, it usually starts at 6 unless we get into an overtime or something. So they do keep it moving along. Right now we're going to step aside for another two-minute timeout. Then we'll update you with the latest weather forecast. Another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action coming up on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Alan and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri. Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at GoldenTriangleEnergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri. Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. With regional strength and a local advantage, they're committed to serving your financial needs through qualified, individualized customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at the Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, NMLS number 430503.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back once again here to Mound City High School, the 66th annual Mound City Invitational Tournament. We've got a couple of minutes here before we move to third quarter action, so we're going to send it back to the Sunny Studios and update you with our latest weather forecast. That's coming up here on Sunny 101.3. Well, we'll keep it here live at Mound City. It's halftime, 47-6, our halftime score. The Rockport Blue Jays leading the South Holt Knights. Kind of excited, Cody, to get back into the high school basketball season here in the friendly confines of the Mound City High School. This is where we usually kick off our annual basketball coverage.
And they really do take a good care of us, too, when we show up. I mentioned we had a sandwich waiting for me over there when I got here.
The hospitality room is second to none.
Yeah,
we've got
unbelievable.
Ham and cheese sandwiches, turkey and cheese sandwiches, potato soup,
yeah.
Pumpkin pie with whipped cream. I shouldn't tell you about all the desserts that are up there. John and I usually gain about 5 or 10 pounds in a week we come over here. But I really was lucky this year, Cody, with the football season.
Yeah.
Really didn't get into any nasty, nasty weather. The last couple of years, I've been working in games in single digits and snowstorms, and
sure.
About the coolest, windiest night we got was our final game up at Wahoo. Auburn went up and had a tough time with the Wahoo Warriors, and
yeah.
Unfortunately we weren't able to get in the box there, and we ended up outdoors on a folding table with the north breeze blowing, but wasn't bad. The temperatures were still up in the 40s.
The good ones make a way to make it happen, so that's what you do,
that's
just make
sure.
It happen. No, it's exciting to be back in basketball. You know, I call a few football games, but basketball, you know, is what I really enjoy, and this is always a fun place to be and start up things. Don't forget, we do have games tonight, like we mentioned before the break, but we also do have games tomorrow night. Randy and John will be here with you. You get the A team tomorrow night on live here on MSC Sports Radio Network and Sunny 101.3. But we'll have Midbuck versus Mound City. That's a girls' game at 4:30. At 6 o'clock, it'll be Midbuck Boys versus the Brockport Blue Jays, who we'll see here in just a little bit. And it'll be the LeBlanc girls after that versus Rockport. And then the nightcap tomorrow night, LeBlanc versus South Holt. Around 9 o'clock will be the nightcap tomorrow night.
I look for all those to be pretty good matchups.
Yeah.
They should be some pretty competitive ball games. Don't forget, still coming up here tonight, after we complete this girls game, we'll have boys Rockport and Mound City. We'll switch back to the girls side, Mound City and East Atchison. That's scheduled for 7:30. And then our 9 o'clock ball game, the East Atchison boys playing the South Holt boys. That's 9 o'clock tonight. And sometime around 10:15, 10:30, why, we should be able to head down to McDonald's.
Sounds like a plan.
That's for sure. I want to remind you once again of our presenting sponsors helping to bring you tonight's coverage of the Mound City Tournament. They include Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri, Sure Ag of Forest City, Hiawatha Implement, also Golden Triangle Energy, the Farmer State Bank of Mound City, and Northwest Ag Services. Say thanks to all of those folks if you enjoy our live coverage of the Mound City Tournament. And you know, Cody, I was trying to figure it out. I believe the first year that John and I came over here, we signed Sonny on the air in 98. I think we came over here in 99. And if that's true, this is our 25th year in a row of covering this Mound City Tournament. And what a pleasure it's been. The friends we've made over here and watched some of these kids grow up. And now they're off. And they come back up here and say hello to us and remind us that they played 10 years ago or 15 years ago. And we have an awful lot of fun with it. All right, we're ready to move third quarter action here. South Holt trailing Rockport 47-6 at halftime, and we move into the third quarter. It will be Rockport's basketball. On the right side, Raylan Jenkins up top. Here's a steal. Basketball stolen away by Van Houten. Van Houten jump shot on the far end. Rimmed it off and couldn't get it down. She had an uncontested jumper from 10 feet out. Couldn't get it down. Here's a fight for the rebound, and a jump ball is called. Possession arrow favors the South Holt Knights. They'll inbound it on the baseline, under their own basket, waiting for the inbound pass. Tossing it in is Fancher. Fancher lobs it up top, gets into Van Houten. Jump shot from the right side. Up off the rim, doesn't go, and the rebound comes down to the Blue Jays. Quickly down court. Landry Kelly with the ball to the near side Mayfield on the right wing now. Raylan Jenkins picks up her dribble back to Mayfield, top of the key. On the left elbow it goes. This is Vogler driving layup. Vogler off, no good. Rebound taken away by Fancher. Outlet pass to Deeby. Chloe Deeby almost turned it over at midcourt. Got rid of it just at the last moment. Dribbling inside the paint. Fancher can't get a look at the basket. Back to Deeby driving layup short off the front of the rim. And the rebound is pulled down for Rockport by Addison Mayfield. Mayfield brings it across the timeline herself. Jump shot right side of the lane up and good. Addison Mayfield in double figures now. She has 10 points in the ballgame, and it's 49-6. We've played a minute, 6:55 to go here in the third quarter. South Holt trying to set something up here offensively. Onto the right side it goes. That's Mendenhall, the freshman, handling the ball. Mendenhall comes back up to Zell, to the near side, Fancher. Fancher stands on the left elbow at the top of the free throw circle. Now works to the left side of the lane. Picks up her dribble. She's trapped down there. Has to come back up with it. Inside the paint, jump shot, free throw line up and off, no good as Zell, and the rebound to Rockport. 6:25 to play third quarter, 49-6, Blue Jays on top. On the right side, Tatum Vogler with the ball. Now a jump ball is called near the free throw line. Possession arrow favors the Rockport Blue Jays.
6:18 to play third quarter, 49-6, Rockport in front. Back into the ballgame for South Holt comes Trista Plummer. She will replace Claire Ezell.
So Plummer back onto the floor. Inbound pass in the corner comes in from Tatum Vogler. They put it inside the paint out on the right elbow. Addison Mayfield dribbles to the top of the free throw circle. Backs it out between the rings near the midcourt circle. Has the ball deflected away, nearly stolen. Picked up over on the left side by Jenkins. Lob pass inside, stolen away by Trista Plummer. Plummer gets the ball down court. Pass driving, lay-in up and off. Won't go down for Van Houten. Van Houten had an uncontested layup. Got a little too far under the basket. Here's a pass underneath. Deflected away. Knocked out of bounds by Fancher.
You know, Randy, I do want to make sure the listeners know South Holt does have 7 girls, right? And they're all playing. But Rockport has 15 girls on this team, and every single one of them is coming in and contributing. Not just getting in the game, but contributing.
There's a long three from the left side that's up and off. No good. Fancher with the rebound. Yeah, only 7 girls on this squad, and 3 of them are freshmen who are playing 8th grade ball a year ago. So they are certainly short on numbers here, and it shows up. They're struggling a little bit with it. This is Sophie Mendenhall, one of the aforementioned freshmen. Puts her pass down into the corner. Turn around. 12-footer up and good by Lexi Van Houten. Van Houten with her first bucket of the night, and it's 49-8 now with 5:15 to play in the third quarter here at Mound City. There's a ball deflected away. The steal to Van Houten. Van Houten down court. DB. DB with a driving lay-in up and good. So a little bit of a offensive spurt here for a minute.
Yeah.
49-10. Last night they only got 9 points in their 59-9 loss. Here's a long three that's up and good. That one put in by Raylan Jenkins. Jenkins, another of the freshmen, puts in the three. And now she's got 5 points. With the basketball into forecourt comes Southholt. Mendenhall dribbling on the baseline right side. Whistle, I think we're going to have a foul call down in the corner.
I believe we're going to tag. I believe that's Raylan Jenkins with the foul. Her first personal foul, first team foul of the second half here. Five new subs come in for Rockport. Audrey Meyerkorth, Avery Meyerkorth, Carly Gephardt, Claire Miller, and Claire Spiegel.
All right, here's the inbound pass. Shot up under the bucket, doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Rockport. In a hurry, down court on the right side, driving layup, fast break, up, off, no good, whistle, and a foul. And we're going to send Claire Miller to the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots. Have to see who this one's going to be called on here.
Foul's going to be called on
Mendenhall.
Mendenhall. On Mendenhall, her first personal foul, team foul number one.
This is Ella.
This is Claire Miller.
Okay, Miller at the line. Shot is up on. Rolled around. Claire had that on there for the longest time, and it would not drop for her. Boy, don't you just hate it when your pen runs out of ink on the very first game of the year?
I got an extra.
Oh, I got a backup here.
Oh, should have known.
Yeah, it was. Second shot is on the way. This one is up, and it's off. Or did that drop?
That went in.
It went in for her. So Claire Miller with her first point of the evening makes it 53-10. On the right side, here comes Southholt, baseline right side. Try for a shot off the baseline, up, off, won't go down for DeBee. And it's now 53-10 with 4:17 to go in the third quarter. Southholt will inbound it. Fancher stands on the right side, baseline in the corner, gets it in, a long three is up and off, it doesn't go. There's a struggle for the rebound. The ball is tipped by Leah Howell. Howell making her first appearance here in the ballgame. Leah Howell, just a sophomore. Bright pink shoes there on the shoe tip. They don't match, do they? One's pink and one's orange. Inside baseline. That seems to be the trend I've noticed around among the college players also. Now dribbling to the left side of the lane. No shot there to the right wing. 10-foot jumper up and off. No good. That was put up by Spiegel. Here's a steal. Nice steal defensively by Van Houten, but then lost the ball. He got away out of bounds.
Coming in for Rockport comes Braylon Wood. She'll replace Avery Meyerkorth, who will head to the bench.
3:48 to go, third quarter, 53-10. In the corner, here's a long shot from the baseline, left side, up and off, no good. Mendenhall comes up with the rebound. Her outlet pass is stolen away, back the other direction. Fall away jumper, 10 feet, up and off, no good. Rebound, Fancher. Fancher, down court, gets it out in front to Van Houten. Van Houten decided not to go in for the layup, tries to put it inside the lane. Fancher comes up with it. Fancher makes a move to the basket. She'll be fouled on the floor out near the free throw line.
That was a quick foul there. That was on Carly Gephardt. On Gephardt, her second personal foul, team foul number two.
Not a shooting foul. So it'll be Southholt's basketball. Fancher to inbound it on the left side baseline under her own basket. Oh, she tried to put it inside to DeBee, and DeBee got it knocked away. And here comes Rockport on a fast break back the other direction. With the dribble is Meyerkorth, Avery Meyerkorth this is. Inside the paint, turnaround shot, short jumper, up off, no good. A rebound, try for follow shot. The ball is tipped around loose. Clearing it out down in the corner on the left side is Claire Miller. She feeds it in. Another little 10-foot jumper, short off the front of the rim. Ball's going to go out of bounds off of Southholt, and it'll be Rockport's basketball.
Yeah, 2:59 to play here in the third quarter, 53-10, Rockport in front.
Claire Miller will trigger it in on the baseline, right side under her own basket. Miller tosses into Audrey Meyerkorth. Here's a shot up inside the paint. Fight for the rebound, whistle, and a foul is going to be called on Southholt.
That foul is going to be called on Lexi Van Houten. On Lexi, her first personal foul, team foul number two, as we send Carly Gebhardt to the free throw line.
She'll be shooting two shots here. Gebhardt has not scored yet this evening. 5'6" freshman. First shot is up, just short. She'll get another attempt here. Host of substitutions in again for Rockport. He almost plays two platoon basketball here.
Yep.
Four new players out there. Probably be five if Carly wasn't at the free throw line.
I think you're right.
Carly Gebhardt, a 6 freshman looking for her first point here. Second shot is up. She got it. That may very well be her first point of her high school career.
I'd think so.
54-10 now your score. Rockport dominating the Southold Lady Knights with 2 minutes and 54 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here comes Southold. Lexi Van Houten puts a pass to the left side to Leah Howell. Howell has it dribbled away from her. Now Howell tries to get it back. The ball is finally flipped away, and she did get it back. She knocked it away.
Good hustle.
From Braylon Wood, and Leah Howell just wasn't giving up on that thing, and Southold keeps the basketball. Fancher to inbound it on the baseline left side in the corner. DB dribbles in, driving, laying up, and good. Nice move to the basket there by Chloe DB, and DB has 6 points now in the ballgame. It's 54-12. Here's a 10-foot jumper right side up and good. Ella Meyercourt has 20 points.
She
now.
Just checked into the second half here.
Yeah, she had 18 in the first half, and I don't think she's seen the floor since.
This is the first time.
Didn't take her long when she got back in there, did it? Van Houten in the corner. She's trapped down there now. Trying to get the pass inside. Fancher puts up a shot. Got her own rebound. Fancher did a good job there of following her shot and getting the offensive board there. Inside the paint. Ball tipped away. Whistle foul. Probably is going to go on Ella Meyercourt.
I think you're right. Ella Meyercourt's going to be tagged with it. That'll be her first personal foul. Team foul number 3.
1:57 to go. Third quarter. 56-12. Rockport on top. Fancher with a pass up to Mendenhall, the freshman, on the dribble between the rings, top of the circle, right side of the lane. Pulls up for the little 8-foot bank shot off the glass, couldn't get it to fall. Nice move to the basket.
Yeah.
Cleared out and got herself open for a look there, but could not finish. Now here's a driving layup that's blocked away. Good defense by Fancher. Fancher just stopped Ella Meyercourt dead right there in the lane on that one. Fancher gets the rebound and brings the ball up court herself to the left side. Mendenhall on the left side of the free throw circle. Mendenhall in the paint, free throw line, jump shot up and off, no good. And the rebound taken away by Braylon Wood. Wood with the outlet pass to Kelly. Kelly around the horn left wing. That's Jones with the ball. Back up top it comes to Kelly. 1:15 to go here in the third quarter. Right wing, Wood with it. Dribbles to the baseline. Feeds it across. Oh, she was standing out of bounds. Caught the pass on the baseline. They had 1 foot on the baseline.
Braylon Jenkins checking back in for Rockport here. She will replace Ella Meyercourt.
Ella made a short appearance there, quick 2 points. Now she's got 20 and finds herself back on the bench. That's one of those cases where if you're too successful, you end up getting benched. 56-12. I never had that problem.
I didn't either.
Here we go with the ball to the Southold Knights. The Lady Knights tried to put a bounce pass inside. They were looking for Chloe Deeby, but the ball got tipped away.
54 seconds left to play here in the third quarter. 56-12, the score, Rockport in front.
Inbound the ball on the baseline in traffic. Losing the handle on it was DB. The steal to Rockport on the Blue Jays. Fast break, right side driving layup, no. Rebound pulled down in heavy traffic under the basket by Lexi Stanton. Stanton came up with the basketball, but they're going to say she traveled and give it back over to the Lady Knights of South Holt. Inbound the pass to Chloe DB. No pressure being applied here. A lot of full court pressure in the first half to build the big lead. Now they've kind of backed off and picking them up in backcourt. Here comes Mendenhall, the freshman again on the right side. Feeds it into the corner to Fancher. Shot is up and good. Fancher with a jump shot from about 8 feet out on the right side of the basket. Put it down. The assist to Mendenhall. 56-14 the score. Just 15 seconds to go here in the quarter. With the dribble is Jenkins. Jenkins feeds it inside. Turnaround shot. Free throw line. Off no good. Rebound brought down. 6 seconds to go. Here's a steal in the corner by Van Houten. Van Houten gets it to Fancher. Fancher will not get the shot off. And after 3 quarters, it's 56-14. Rockport leading South Holt. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Surag LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer application and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of seeds for your farm, pasture, CRP, and lawn. Visit Surag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
Sunny 101.3.
56-14, Rockport leads it. We move to the fourth quarter, and here to call the play-by-play once again is Cody Schwong.
All right, Rockport with the big lead starts with the ball in the fourth quarter. Five new players out there for Rockport. We've seen them all. Now here's a steal by South Holt. Lexi Van Houten to the basket. Up and good, plus the foul. We'll send Lexi Van Houten to the free throw line after the steal and the finish on the breakaway layup.
We'll have to wait and see when they post it here who this foul was on. Foul is going to be called on Raylan Jenkins. On Jenkins, that is her second personal, team foul number one of the quarter.
All right, Van Houten with 4 points in the ball game. Free throw on the way, up and good. She's got five all here in the second half, and the score is 56-17. Rockport basketball. This is Raylan Jenkins with it. She goes to the right side over to Claire Spiegel. Back out top it goes Jenkins around. It ends up in the hands of Claire Miller on the left side. Cross-court pass. Back into the hands of Spiegel. Now underneath it goes Carly Gephardt. Gephardt gets surrounded by three South Holt defenders there, and it's tied up. Going to go to South Holt on the jump ball.
Fancher with the big defensive play there to tie her up on the alternating possession.
6:50 left to play here in the fourth quarter. Chloe DeBee with the basketball. Right side it goes to Mendenhall. Mendenhall holds it. Being defended by Claire Spiegel. Now they go inside to Fancher. Fancher with the turnaround. Back out top it goes Van Houten, who will try a three from the left wing. Won't fall. Rebound's tipped around. It ends up in the hands of Jenkins, who has it stolen away by DeBee. Right back underneath. Good pass underneath to Fancher. Good pass from DeBee to Fancher there on the steal. And it's 56-19. Rockport with the basketball. Left side, Spiegel. And underneath, Carly Gephardt with it in the left corner. Out of the top of the key, it goes Raylan Jenkins. She dribbles to the free throw line. Left side, it goes to Gephardt. She was moving to the basket. A whistle and a foul was called on South Holt.
Foul's going to be called on Fancher. On Fancher, that is her second personal, team foul number one of the period.
Inbound pass will be Claire Miller. Lob pass inside. Jump shot put up by Callie Driscoll that won't fall. Back into the front court comes South Holt. Now working from our right to our left here. Cross court pass to DeBee. DeBee moving to the basket. Up off the glass and good. Chloe DeBee scores another basket. She's got six in the ball game, and it's 56-21 here with 5:30 left to play in the fourth quarter. Right side, Brockport with the basketball. Here's Carly Gephardt with it at the right elbow. She uses her dribble, makes a move to the basket. Has it knocked away momentarily, but a whistle and a foul going to be called on the shot. So we'll send Carly Gephardt to the line.
Yeah, I think they're going to get Fancher for this one as she reached in on it. On Fancher, that's her third personal, second team foul of the quarter.
Gephardt is 1-for-2 from the free throw line with 1 point in the ball game. A couple opportunities coming right here. First one on the way up, and off front iron won't fall. A couple new players in for Rockport. Avery Meyercorth, as well as Braylon Wood, will check in for the Blue Jays. Now Sophie Mendenhall is tying her shoe as we had a little bit of a break in action. 4:40 left to play. Clock running. 56-21. The score, Rockport in front. Carly Gephardt takes aim, fires the second, up and good. She's 2-for-4 from the free throw line with 2 points here, and I believe what would be her first high school basketball game of her career. Into the ball game come a couple South Holt Knights. Leah Howell checks in, as well as Trista Plummer.
She's a 50% free throw shooter for a career.
Starting out pretty good. Into the front court come the Knights. 4:08 and counting. Cross court pass Leah Howell. She has it at the top of the key. Bounce pass goes to the left corner to Jacelyn Fancher. Now back over to the right side, Van Houten. Van Houten looking to go to DeBee. Almost lost it, but saved it from going out of bounds. Just ended up right into the hands of a Blue Jay. Now here's a foul as Braylon Wood was bringing the basketball down the court.
That's going to go on Van Houten, I believe. Yes, it is. On Lexi, that is her second personal, team foul number 3 of the quarter on the Southold Knights.
All right. Jalen Jones checking back into the game for Rockport.
Don't forget, up next, boys basketball, Rockport and Mound City. That's scheduled for a 6 o'clock tip-off, maybe even a little earlier.
Yeah, they don't wait, so once we get going, we'll be started.
You're on your way to Mound City for that one. Hurry up.
Don't stop at McDonald's. Here's Meyerkorth with a missed shot, but gets her own rebound up off the glass and good on the putback. Avery Meyerkorth gets the bucket and the foul, so we'll send the senior, Avery Meyerkorth, to the free throw line.
Foul is on Fancher. That is her fourth personal and the fourth team foul of the quarter.
All right. Meyerkorth's free throw up and good. Limited minutes for Avery Meyerkorth here this evening, but she does have 6 points in the ball game.
Clara Azell back into the lineup now, replacing Fancher here for the Southold Knights.
A lot of exciting items for the Blue Jays. If you're a Rockport Lady Blue Jays fan this year, they were pretty good in volleyball, had a good season. Have a few customers that cheer on the Blue Jays.
Had a pretty good football run.
And had a great football run, right? Here's Southold with the basketball. Bounce pass inside to DeBeat, uses her dribble, moves to the basket, puts the shot up off the glass, it won't fall, gets her own rebound twice, can't get the first one, can't get the second one. Now the ball ends up in the hands of Braylon Wood for the Blue Jays. As Wood was moving into the front court, she loses it off of her foot, out of bounds back to South Hole.
Good defense by Lexi Van Houten forcing that turnover. Subs back in now for Rockport. Raylan Jenkins back onto the floor. Also Kelly Driscoll, 5'10 senior, making another appearance.
All right, this is Claire Zell inbounding. They go into Leah Howe. Howe right back out to Zell. Zell uses her dribble, now has it stolen away. On the defense, Ariana Schimmel. Schimmel to the front court. Pass cross court, tries to get it over to Stanton. Now they do. Back out top it goes, Raylan Jenkins. Jenkins to the right side, just off the top of the fingertips of Callie Driscoll. It'll go out of bounds back to South Holt. Clock shows 1:20. Inbound pass comes into Chloe DeBee. DeBee uses her dribble. Now pass inside Trista Plummer. Plummer looking to put the shot up. Can't get a shot up there around Callie Driscoll. Now as they were making a move to the basket, the ball is going to go out of bounds and back to Rockport as we are under a minute to play here in the fourth quarter.
Stay with us for our post-game show. We'll give you a complete rundown of the individual scoring, let you know how your favorite player did at tonight's contest.
Rockport with the basketball. This is Jalen Jones. Off to the right side, down to Driscoll, back out top Jenkins. Jenkins uses her dribble. Cross-court pass, it goes Ariana Schimmel. Now back out top Jenkins. Jenkins moves through defenders, now finds Stanton in the right corner. Cross-court pass to Jones. Jones will try a shot from the left elbow up, won't fall. Rebound comes down to Plummer. 25 seconds left to play. Into the front court to B. Chloe to B with the basketball on the left side, puts a shot up, won't go down. Rebound tipped around, ends up in the hands of Plummer. Plummer tries a shot, can't get that to fall. And the ball's going to go out of bounds, staying with South Holt here. Clock shows 10 seconds, 60-21, Rockport in front here in our first of four games here this evening. Inbound to DeBee, clock's at 3 seconds, and that's going to do it. Your final score in the first of four games here this evening, it's the Rockport Lady Blue Jays 60, the South Holt Lady Knights 20-21. We'll take a two-minute timeout, come back, and check out the stats from the game. You've been listening to live coverage of the 66th Annual Mound City Invitational Tournament on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Mound City High School. It's time now for our post-game show. Look at the individual scoring and the stats from the first game of the evening. Your final tonight in the girls' contest, the Rockport Blue Jays defeat the Southold Knights 60-21. Let's look at the individual numbers. First for the Southold Knights, they're led tonight by Chloe Deeby. Deeby ended up with 8 points in the ballgame. Five tonight for Lexi Van Houten. Sophie Mendenhall, the freshman, had four. Jocelyn Fanshear also with four for their total of 21. From the free throw line, the Southold Knights went 1 out of 6 at the charity stripe. Scoring for the Rockport Blue Jays, they were led tonight by Ella Meyercourt. Ella had 18 in the first half. She sat out almost all of the second half, only played sparingly for a minute or so, did dump in two more points, so she finished with 20 in the ballgame in double figures. Also in double figures was Addison Mayfeld. Mayfeld with 10 points in the ballgame for the Lady Jays. Audrey Meyercourt finished with 9 in the contest. 6 tonight for Avery Meyercourt. Adding 5 was Raylan Jenkins. 4 points tonight by Landry Kelly. And 3 points for Tatum Vogler. Adding 2 points in the game was Carly Gebhards, and a single point for Claire Miller for their total of 60. 60-21 the final. The Rockport girls went 9 out of 14 from the free throw line in tonight's contest. Up next here in about 5 minutes, we'll have the Rockport Blue Jay boys taking on the Mound City Panthers. Right now we're going to take a 2-minute timeout and then update you with the latest weather forecast. Another 2 minutes and then we'll be back with a look at the starting lineup for the boys game here on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.